Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for making us your children and giving us all the rights and privileges of being members of your family. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
All the privileges.
That sounded like the beginning of a Ku Klux Klan meeting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the privileges. Eating you. That's if I had a friend that fucking let you eat him.
I'm your friend.
See? And I appreciate it, baby. It really sounds low to me.
Sounds low, the sound?
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, everybody, we're live. I'm not taking phone calls. It's been driving me crazy, the popping sounds that I've been hearing the last however many shows. Just makes me so angry. I'm going to hope that it's having too many things open.
Yeah.
Which would be ridiculous. So we're just going to have the chat open and not the phone calls.
You're hoping that it's something ridiculous, but at least you know what the ridiculous thing is.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It'd be like I was looking at a CD of mine the other day, trying to hear a specific track, and it was fucking up. And I'm like, tell me it's the computer.
Right.
You know, and not the CD. And right. It was the computer.
Oh, good.
So that's it. So we're going to slowly figure this out.
And we're figuring out phone calls. We're gonna get a different phone system. It's going to work eventually. We're not giving up on the whole phone thing. It's just for now. The phone calls come in kind of iffy anyway, so this makes more sense.
When I hear popping, just understand, I know, and I am livid.
You are. You really are. He wakes me up in the middle of the night and goes, I hear clicks. And what do you say to that when you're woken up? He's wide awake, 3 a.m, on the chat, doing things, and I'm sleeping, and he goes, I hear clicks. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sure we'll work it out. I'm just mad.
Davey on the forums thinks he's funny. I hear popping now. Well, you wouldn't hear it now. You'd hear it when it's being recorded.
I was hoping that you didn't read that.
Yes.
I was trying to make you avoid it because I'm like,
guy. What
is he trying to do? Just get you mad?
Yes, that's how you start the show. You're a funny guy. Hi, Keith. Jennifer again, the OCD girl. Sorry that this letter is longer than the last one. Perhaps if you decide to read it, blah, 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 blah. First, concerning the semen. I'm not sure how he got... I'm going to turn on the air conditioner. Do you want to tell the story?
Oh, yeah. This is an OCD girl who broke up with her boyfriend. And as a present to leave behind, he left... She was shampooing her hair and felt something weird. Turns out he left cum in her shampoo bottle. And we asked her a whole bunch of questions. And here's her replies to all the questions. One of them was, how did he get the semen in there?
And what a geniusical thing to do to...
Totally. You're out the
to
door.
To somebody with OCD. What a great thing to do. Here it is. First of all, the show's late because we were talking to our ad guys. Very exciting.
Kiptronic.
Right.
Love them. Love hanging out with them and really believe that they're genuine guys and like you're hoping for the best for them. And obviously it's because if they do great, we do great. But still, as people, they're awesome.
But hearing that you're our number one concern, it's like, I believe you. That is fantastic. Hearing like, you know.
From our ad guys, you are a main person. I'm like, you could be full of shit, but I enjoyed that.
We
are. It's like you're on a date and they're like, you're so pretty. Thanks.
Right. And
thanks.
I like them, you know, they're trying, and as much as we can understand, right, it's very exciting. Like, other than that, because we don't know how to work ads in this new field of podcasting. Other people don't know how to do ads.
Right.
People just don't even know how to go about it. Other podcasts that are doing okay are selling themselves so short.
Totally.
You know, you've heard of the podcast Nobody Likes Onions. We've talked about it before. And Patrick was telling me, like, I forget, Thought Out Biz or something, the company that makes iPad, this thing that holds your iPod. And he's like, we mentioned them, and they pay for our hosting. You host with Libsyn. At most, you're paying $30 a month.
At most.
Right.
Which is very cheap, because if you're paying $30 a month, that means you have so much content on their site. It's completely worth it.
Because you're selling yourself short.
Yeah,
everybody,
for $30,
you do not know what you're fucking worth.
For $30 a month, you say their name every day on every one of your podcast?
Right. I don't think recently, but I know when I was talking to him about it, I was hearing that. And then we remember a while ago we were doing the $100, you know, shout out program. You know, you will say your stupid message for $100.
It's not stupid, baby.
No, it's not. No, I'm saying just a regular person. Like, it is stupid because for $100 they're making me say I love robots. I wish I was a robot.
Of course it's stupid. I was just being nice.
Oh, thank you. So, you know, so the iPad company, you know, calls and goes, you know, if I give 100, you know, will you shout something out? No, not now. Just fucking send 100.
Do it.
Right. You know, they go, so these podcasts, I give them an iPad and they're talking about us. Will you guys do it? Just send an iPad and see what happens.
It's what, $5 to them?
It's like, it's $20 retail.
So that's
probably 10 cents to them.
Right.
Right. Worst case scenario, you wasted $20.
You should actually send us, no joke, you should send us five. And then we'll be like, oh, five.
Right.
That, you know, that makes a significant thing. And, you right. know, all of a sudden we're giving one to Spooky and we're talking about it to Spooky. Right. He's telling us about it. There's your ad.
I understand it's a nervous
time. I'm glad they don't.
Right.
I don't need 5 million ads in
exactly.
the show.
I understand that people are nervous and it's a nervous time all around. And that's why people are doing that pod show contract. And we're talking to Kiptronic today and they were talking to somebody. And this guy goes, you know what? I was talking... You know, to Ron Bloom, the guy that talks to you and convinces you to join Pod Show. And he goes, and I think I'm going to join it. And he goes, and, fuck you! Who did that?
Oh,
Davey.
No.
Davey says, Keith, we are honestly hearing a lot of pops, and I think it might only be from your mic.
No, that's, I think they're talking about something different.
Okay, well, Davey.
Davey, what did you do? I have to live with this man. And now he's livid, and he's looking for your name. Here, I'll do it, baby.
Banned.
What do you need?
I got it.
Banned.
I got it.
Aww.
Are other people complaining about clicks?
Just
him.
I don't know. I'll look out for it now.
Okay.
I was paying attention to you, baby.
Thank you.
All right.
So so this guy says, so Kiptronic says, okay, you just, you know, everything's fresh. You just talked. You know, what is so great about Pacho? They're taking it to the next level. Like, they, you know, they have nothing to say. It's like, okay, listen to this episode about the Pod Show contract on Keith and the Girl. Is it a different contract that you have? How long ago was that? 2 months, 3 months? I don't even remember.
Wow,
it was
least.
A while ago,
at
right?
Least, yeah.
He said, no, nothing is different. That is the same contract. Then what the fuck are you signing? Quit getting nervous. You stick to your guns. People just, you don't.
If you sign that contract,
right.
You're not making anything anyway. Just
you're
sit
not.
Back and
we're
not
we're changing the way
something.
Advertising works. Go, Daddy. You're not. They're not. If they can't tell you, then there's nothing there. When I'm a waiter, if I can't tell you what's in the fucking food, then I have no idea. People are just getting nervous. And people are asking, you know, why do people join Pod Show? Because people want to belong to something.
That's true.
You just want to belong.
That's
it
why
feels
people
good. You know it's shit, and you're like, but I'll be...
That's why people find religion.
Right.
It's the same reason.
Exactly.
And by the way, nobody's hearing clicks. Everyone's saying it's fine. So
there
I think
you
kicked the right person.
Asshole.
No.
I don't like him. Anyway, first, concerning the semen. I'm not sure how he got the semen to stay liquid. That thought hadn't yet occurred to me, but I imagine it was similar in process to however sperm banks do it. I don't believe that he got his friends to all jerk off into a jar together, because if I allow that thought to be accepted by myself, I'll probably end up having to shave my head.
That's fair.
I have long hair, and it would take a long time for it to grow back. Also, he was kind of shy, and I don't think he'd have an easy time just going up to his friends and being like, here's this jar. Now, I filled it part way, but I need you guys to help, so off with your pants. I like her. I like OCD girl. Second, why we broke up. He had asked for more information about why we broke up. All I had said was that I was tired of dealing. All I had said was he was tired of dealing with all my OCD stuff. You had asked what stuff. Primarily OCD things that bothered him include. I had to know that anything about to be inserted inside my body was scrubbed clean beforehand. This naturally included his penis. I think he was offended to a certain degree by comments such as, ooh, get that away. Go take a shower first. Me constantly washing myself, including requiring a shower immediately after sex. Unlike a previous fan of yours who wrote in, I am not able to simply sit there with the sweat and fluids and gross stuff.
Neither can Keith, though. You have a weird thing. You have to take a shower after sex.
I don't like...
And it's not even because you grew up Catholic.
I don't like... yeah,
your own semen on you.
I especially don't like my own semen on me. Like, I don't like it on me. I don't like that, you know, you're fucking, so some of it gets on your dick. I don't like it. I don't mind the girls' things. I don't like my things. It's gross. All the little things, such as double, triple, etc., checking to make sure doors are locked and stuff, probably gets on one's nerves after a while. Also, it bothered him greatly that for some reason I would bring my own cutlery to restaurants. It's embarrassing.
Oh, that's
why it bothers him.
What's that movie? As Good as It Gets.
Yeah.
He uses a new soap every time. He brings his own cutlery to the diner.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Somebody's questioning, especially your own semen. I mean, the girl's juices are fine. My juices are gross.
Yeah, you're pretty gross when it comes to, you know, other liquids.
Right.
That was a gross statement.
Third, concerning the caller during the live show who talked about ways I could get back at him. It's nice of him to want to think of ways to help me, but even if I did something exactly as gross back to him, it's still not going to affect him as much as it would affect me, of course.
But somebody said on the forums, a good way to get back, it must have been a girl who said it, was to tell him that now she's pregnant from what he did.
That was so good, yeah.
That was brilliant, because, and then somebody else said, how would that happen? A, who cares how it would happen? It happened, fuck you, right. and the guy was going to get paranoid anyway. And then B, somebody else said, she shampoos her vagina.
Right.
You don't know that people don't do that.
That's
there
how
you go.
Get him back.
Oh, that's a brilliant way, because it's going to take him some panic right. time in order to find out that that's not true.
So that's it. There's your answer. I'm going to have to read the rest of the letter. Call him up and say I'm pregnant.
Totally. I don't think she's going to do it, though.
Do it.
You know what?
Just leave a message and then let it go. And then ignore his messages. And then call him every year. Hey, just want to say, just making sure your number still works. There's Keith and Henda. I work front desk at a 4-star hotel, and there's one couple in particular who demanded things day and night. This is Michelle, a girl. And nothing was ever right. The bed is too hard. The sheets aren't straight. The room is too cold. The bath mat doesn't match the towels. What?
What?
She added that. What?
So, some of that stuff can be adjusted.
You name it, it was
by
wrong.
Yourself.
Right. So a friend who was on the cleaning staff, and I found some mint conditioner bottles and spiked the conditioner with mint-smelling Nair product. About 2 days later, the wife had a noticeable problem, and I'm sure she knew somehow it was us, but couldn't figure out what we'd done. I rate this email because the brilliant idea came from Hemda, and we wanted to thank you for helping us find the solution to our particularly frustrating issue, smiley face. Faithfully, Michelle.
Oh, my God. I didn't even come up with that. I'm just saying that I'm sure people have done it.
Nice job, baby. Nice job. That is great. That is awesome.
The Nair thing?
Yeah. I mean, that these people did it. Like, don't fuck with anybody in the customer service industry.
Right.
At all.
But that takes balls to put Nair. I would know it was you, and I would find the bottle, and I would, you know what I mean?
What are you going to do?
Some kind of,
did you put
know.
Nair in my thing? No. Now what?
I don't know.
Nothing. Nothing, Baldy. Please leave. It's a 4-star restaurant. You're creeping everybody out. Dr. Dan writing about when we talk about how...
Dr. Dan, our best friend.
Yeah, how clerks at grocery stores are bitches to everybody.
Mm. And so, yeah, because we were talking about it earlier. The one next to us actually yells at people for the way they put on stuff on the conveyor belt.
So people on the forums didn't really take our side. They took the side of those people going, I remember all the fucking shit I had to do.
No. Yeah.
So Dr. Dan wrote that he did that before he was a doctor, and he mostly cleaned the floors and stocked, but he'd have to work the register sometimes, and he fucking hate it. He says, I think mainly because I wasn't on the register long enough to learn to not give a shit if the customers were mad. Who invented the register that locks up if you mess up punching in buttons? How does that increase user productivity? If I want to steal from the register, I would just steal from it. If I hit the wrong key punching in fucking 20 digits from a check, why do I need to wait for the fat ass manager to waddle over and unlock the goddamn thing? In New York, by the way, did they ever accept checks? Is it because it's so populated?
You know what?
I miss those days.
I want to say no, but I think I saw one. I was standing behind a woman who was writing a check, so I think they might. I don't see why. I wouldn't accept a check. There are all these check cards. Fucking get one.
Right.
And by the way, Hugh Hefner is on our forums and says, is Nair supposed to be no plus hair? I never thought of that. Mm. It is.
I remember being back home in Somerset, you know, and that's a whole different animal, but you could go that you didn't need ID to start a bank account. So technically, you could start a bank account that's with a fake name. Now you have a fake name, fake checks.
That's so backwards.
Right.
Really? That's not the capital of the world, Somerset?
I hated the people who would try and listen to the beep from the scanner and catch me double scanning their shit. I didn't care. Here you go. Next time, go straight into the bag. No scanning. Happy? Or if I didn't know the code for the fancy-ass apples, I'd enter the shit... canned cheap variety, and they'd get a few dollars off. Fuck looking up those codes. I hardly knew what type of fruit was what.
I always wonder about that because every day there's a new special, and the cash register people the cashiers have to memorize the new pricing for the new thing. And, you know, in the grocery store, it fluctuates so much. I always thought that was frustrating because it doesn't matter to you. It's not like you're studying something real.
Right. Most of the old fuckers would say, that's the wrong type of apples. Okay, old bitch, your bill is now $5 more. Are you happy? Now, they'd keep bitching about how expensive everything is. Price checks, not on my line. If something didn't scan, then I ask, how much was this? Fucking hit the whatever button and enter that price if they didn't know it was a quarter. I would do, you know what, as a waiter, I would do that. Fuck, you know, make the restaurant lose money just to, you get so fucking annoyed. And you want to get these people back. And I did. You know, you'll hear it on the upcoming CD. I definitely got customers back, but that were so rude. But then you get the ones that are just rude and you're sick of dealing with rudeness and you do whatever it fucking takes. And you're like, I make the salads. Fine. Here's a free salad. You know, nobody's going to know because I make the dessert.
Just shut up.
Here's fucking 10 desserts to go. I don't think I got enough ice cream. Here's 10 scoops of ice cream. Now what?
So you're dealing with them like a 2-year-old child, right, who's throwing a tantrum.
Exactly. But then they still go to the boss. I just wanted one scoop, not 10.
Oh, that's so mean.
I don't think I was charged for this.
My friend, when we were in high school, worked at the supermarket. And I believe, from what I remember, she said that the Jewish customers were the most annoying because they would watch the register and the numbers going so carefully that it would piss her off, you know, because they would catch every single penny. And now I kind of do that. I watch the numbers just to see, like, oh, I wonder how much, you know, and not to catch anyone in anything, just to be like, I wonder how much the product that I'm about to buy really costs and whatever. And I'm thinking, they're looking at me like, fucking Jew. All you fucking Jews are looking at the money. Good. Look at it. Am I fucking up yet, Jew?
D Warrior wrote on the chat, now, when I worked as a cashier, I'd memorize people's credit cards and PINs.
No.
But what did you do? You didn't do nothing.
No. And pins, you can really see their pins. I always think I'm going to memorize people's things when they're punching it in. Like, I could see you and I'm memorizing it, and then I don't care enough, so it skips my mind.
Right. I don't like when you go to those registers and you always have, or those ATMs, you always have some asshole standing too close.
I actually cover it with my hand with no shame. That's my fucking pin. Can you step back?
Michael G on the forums wrote, God, 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 God. Now you can't throw away this thread. You can't even move. You have to leave that browser open forever. Keith and the girl, first loved the show, started listening when I got my iPod a couple weeks ago. I subscribed through iTunes, blah, 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 and I've been browsing the forums. However, even though I've registered, I'm not being allowed... Oh, listen to this. So they joined the forums. However, even though I've registered, I'm not being allowed to post. I'm sure there's a problem somewhere on the forum site and blah, blah, blah. So... my only point is, she wrote this girl, and Max wrote that they couldn't get on the
recently
forums. So whoever's in charge of it, DJ Quad or whatever, take a look at it, please. Who couldn't join the forums?
That's your announcement.
I shouldn't announce it during the show, you don't think? That's behind the scenes shit? I like to let everybody in on what's going on. We talked to an advertising company today. We're important to them. Something's wrong with the forums.
Seriously.
I would like somebody to get on it.
Go to our forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums.
It might work. Keith and, of course, Hemda. Joey Gay is kicked off of Last Comic Standing.
You should have seen the almost near heart attack that Keith had because he realized once we were out that he didn't record Last Comic Standing today.
I was upset. And then I get the email. He's gone. Now, I'm sure it's on Bravo. I'm sure it'll repeat. I'm sure I can download it, but
it's upsetting.
It's a shame to miss. So he lost. So he had to have been up against somebody else,
right,
for the first time in the house and got kicked off.
Was it the first round? Because I thought he would last a little bit longer.
I am Joe Canadian says he got real far.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, that's not really so far.
Joey Gay is gone. Yes, I couldn't stand his yelling. Can he not talk normal on stage? Damn. Anyway, it's such a relief he is off the show, Brendan.
He can actually calm down. He opened for Keith.
He didn't yell the whole fucking time.
He opened for your first CD, and he was completely calm. He was like New York calm, which is not yelling. It's just a little bit of attitude.
Razorback says him and Buildwire got kicked off. All right. Dear Keith and the girl, I love you. Who stayed on? Tell me that. Dear Keith and the girl, I love your show. Keep up the good work. You said that, I'm getting a lot of these. You said that you gave Dane Cook too much credit saying the clever joke about doing a K-turn in a parking garage.
Oh, you said it was new because you've never heard it before?
Yeah, it's not new. It's on the CD.
That's what everyone's telling
you.
You
know what? Repeat it. It's good.
No, oh, it's phenomenal.
Somebody goes in your driveway to turn around, chop off their head, and put it on your antenna. That's good. Go up there with right up there with Chris Rock.
Maybe he should say it like you just did. You're in my driveway. I'm going to cut off your head. It's going to go on my antenna. I'm going to ride around town with it. It's going to be fun.
Hey, you ever notice, you know, I realized a couple things in my past recently that makes you think. We all want to have a legacy, and you have your legacy.
So you throw it in the person's face, and at the end, he'll never forget you guys. And right, ice cream in the face, ice cream in the face, ice cream in the face.
You ever see somebody with a Superman shirt? You want to shoot them and go, I guess you're not fucking Superman, are you?
I guess he's not. So.
All right, thank you. See you guys later. Triple finger. That's my new one, by the way. I put my forefinger, middle finger, and ring finger up all at once. I say fuck you one-third harder than Dane Cook. I was lifting weights while listening to last show. I laughed so hard I almost dropped the weight on me. It'd make a great endorsement. Sure, you'd lose a listener, but who cares? I haven't donated yet anyway. So when my death makes the papers, you know how many listeners that you would get? People tuning in to listen to the podcast that killed the guy? Anyway, keep up the great work. P.S. Dane Cook's a cocksucker. No, come on. That's not nice. Although, the last show, you know, I know I'm beating a dead horse, though. But he did say, you know, he was sick, and he goes, I got to fly to New York, you know, to Madison Square Garden, then come back and continue on the tour. The theater in Madison Square Garden.
Which I don't think everybody knows the difference, babe.
Of course they don't, yeah. And that's why you're saying it like that. And I wouldn't be shitting on it, but you're deliberately saying, and you put it all over your site. I remember when you were doing the theater in Madison Square Garden, which is 2,000 people, and going, I'm doing Madison Square Garden, the most famous theater ever. Are you kidding? No, you're kidding, because you didn't do it. You and Dice didn't do the same crowd. I'm on the cover of Rolling Stones. Your name is. And now I got to fuck it, you know, now I can't give you credit for that because you're trying to trick me.
Right, because it actually is a big deal. 2,000 people in a place called Madison Square Garden. Yes, it's in the same place. It's just the theater in it.
It's in the same place, but it's a smaller venue.
Right, right, right.
It's saying like, I did the Laugh Factory, but I was in the closet. I feel like he's just trying to change history. Like he's writing these like Madison Square Garden, this and that. We're all gonna go, Dane Cook, what a fucking lying asshole. But three generations from now, it'll be down in history. Dane Cook was great.
No, it's catching up with him.
Oh, okay.
It's catching up, and it's not good. This Tourgasm thing, I've said it before. It's taken him down.
Keith, you grew up in the countryside. We're thinking of going. Well, we are, right? We're going back to Somerset, July 4th for July 4th weekend.
For the weekend, maybe leaving on Sunday, or
right
something.
After the 300 show, or leaving on Sunday because we can't take. You can only take so many fucking days. You ever do that? Like it's fun to see your family, but then like the second day, you're like, oh, geez, already. And then that third day, God forbid, there's a fourth day. People are dying. You would never stay with your family.
Yeah.
3 days is the cut. 2 days. Two full days, that's it.
That's what it's going to end up being, because Sunday is a whole driving day.
Right.
And then Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, Frank the Guinea. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to say it's perfect the way timed out with the July 4th weekend, because Friday night we have our live show at DEC. Look at our forums for that. It's a free show. And then we figure we're going to stay out way too late on Friday night. There goes all of Saturday. And then we get to, you know, rest up for the drive on Sunday, and perfect amount of time.
Frank the Guinea asked, hey, Keith, is Brolo over tonight? You're not going to hear from Brolo for a little bit, at least till after the 300 show. Brolo got a sore throat from rocking the... my throat still hurts. I don't know how he does it. And Henda got me chloroseptic. And I'm looking at the back. These are the directions. Apply to affected area. Allow to remain in place for at least 15 seconds. Then spit out.
Ugh.
First of all, spitting, like, ruins your throat a little bit, doesn't it? Like, when I had my teeth done and, you know, it was all connected to my sinuses, you're not supposed to spit. Like, you know, it's kind of like coughing. I feel like you're not supposed to do it. And it's
well,
medicine.
You're gutter spitting. That's not really the way you can... Maybe that's not what they're talking about, spitting. I think they just mean remove it from your mouth, not go... You know what I mean?
I know, but the medicine, it's supposed to linger there. I don't know. It's a big fucking production. Were you kicked out of the chat?
Yeah,
I was.
Yeah.
And that then means everybody was.
That's...
It happens once in a blue moon. It rocks too hard. So anyway, we were going to see Brolo at Arlene's Grocery.
Tonight.
Rock Club here in the city. And then, you know, Brolo comes on the chat. He's like, hey, you guys coming to my fucking show? And they go, at the grocery store? I'll be rocking it by the frozen food aisle. And we were talking to Kiptronic, and it was so much fun, and we had to hang out and keep learning things. About how awesome we are. Keith, you grew up in the countryside, too. When you piss in
Before you continue, right. Frank the Guinea says, Keith, tell your friend Brolo that Jaeger and honey helps for sore throats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I believe it.
You're the one that said that.
No, did I?
Do you believe it?
Oh, I was about to say that story again.
It sounds familiar.
Oh, I just said hard liquor that a lot of singers, I don't think it's good for long term, but.
I grew up in the countryside, and so he asked, when you piss in the woods, you spray your piss around so a bug won't swim up your dick? Ah, it's just been on my mind for a few days, that's all. I apologize. And his subject is, bugs can't swim up your piss, goddammit.
Yes, they can.
And I said I read that in Maxim and whatever.
If you have a straight pissing streamline, there's a bug that likes to crawl up it.
And some dude also, you know, wrote, it's like, a bug can't swim up your dick. And I'm like, I read that it can. Dude. There's your argument. Dude. Like, think about it. Think about what? Have you seen these fucking bugs and what they can do? You know, they bury in you. To get rid of them, you have to shave your whole fucking body. Yeah, dude. How does that make sense, dude? But somebody told me it's only in Africa.
Oh, yeah?
So that we're safe.
Okay, cool.
But please, don't act like that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because I love
how does a kangaroo make sense? You know? None of it makes sense. Yeah, well. But yes, I ever since reading that, and only when I'm in the woods, I stop my piss stream. So if the bug crawls up, it dies.
I don't like what this is encouraging. Aussie Dave says, Keith, I got a friend who went swimming and got a parasite through his dick. Now he's in the hospital.
I totally believe it.
I don't like these stories, though, because when I went swimming recently, and I'm like, how is this sanitary? I understand the chlorine.
I was getting a baby's dump in my mouth. You know, who cares? Dear Keith and Hemd, I recently committed myself to not date for an entire year.
Why?
When you say something like that, you got to give your age.
When you say date, though, does that mean not fucking? Right. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's okay to commit yourself to not deal with people's shit regularly, but are you releasing some sort of energy that you have to release, or are you turning into the biggest prick in the world?
Right. I decided that girls won't like me for a year. That's what I decided. I will be starting my senior year. Okay, here we go. I apologize. I will be starting my senior year of high school this fall, and I'm going to have many classes with the girl I have a huge crush on. The big problem is that she is currently in a relationship. Well, so far, two strikes. And after high school, we're both moving in different directions, and I'll probably never see her until a reunion. However, she becomes available during the year. Should I trash my commitment? You know what? I love those fucking commitments. That's what it is. You know what? I'm swearing off chicks, man. Chicks are half, so I'm just going to be me. Oh, there's one I like. Yeah, it just comes, dude. However, if
I love how younger people take everything so seriously.
Right.
It's going to end. Don't worry about it.
She's the one.
Yeah.
However, if she becomes available during the year, should I trash my commitment, which I made that commitment to God, by the way, or just let her be the one that got away? She's not the one that got away. She left. Dude, I remember the one that got away. The one that got away means you were together and you blew it somehow or something like that. Not she's with another guy and I like her. She got away, dude. I remember because I loved God. And don't use it as an excuse, God. Thoughts and advice are very much.
Here's one thought. It's impossible not to date. I've been told so many times by females that they're not going to date. And I always get in their pants the same week. It's BS. Uh-huh. I can't. What's that? What's his name? Ag Thang.
I don't like him.
I don't like it.
I recently committed myself. Blah, 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 blah. Thoughts and advice are very much desired. And Keith, please don't make me sound like I'm a freaking wimp. Cody Brom from Oklahoma.
Don't swear off dating when you're 16. You just started.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And don't think that you can stop thinking about girls at that age either, or any age for that matter.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to say anything to them. It's ridiculous.
Don't call it dating. A lot of Christians, when they make commitments to God, they just call it something different, and it becomes okay.
Mm-hmm,
so whatever your commitment was, like no dating, you didn't say no fucking. You didn't say no dinners. Just make something up.
I remember liking a girl in high school. Was it high school? And
well, it wasn't college.
Okay. And All right.
Oh, come on. I didn't
think. I think it was, you know what? I'd like to think I was younger. Maybe it was junior to senior high or something. And I really liked her. During the summer, I wrote her postcards.
Oh.
But.
To what? Her house?
To her house.
And you lived in the same neighborhood?
No, she lived in the next town, actually.
Which is cool.
I lived in Somerset. She lived in Freedon's. It's a car ride. But yeah, I mean, it's close.
Cute.
Right? So I'm sending her postcards.
What did you write on the postcard? Possibly. How's your summer going? That kind of thing?
something like I really put myself out there, like I like you.
Oh my god!
I really like you, and I don't remember how I said it, but I sent like five postcards. I don't remember if
that's
like,
a lot.
Like one went into another and formed a big sentence. There's something gay about it. I don't even remember. I don't know if it's anonymous, but you can figure out it's me. I just remember it's the gayest fucking thing. And her name was Tiffany, and I meet her the next you know year school starts, and I'm like, you knew that was me, and I'm getting no attention. About it. And then I realized that it's a different town and I put the wrong zip code and you never got these emails and I was crapping myself all summer. Like, should I have sent it? Then I sent it. It's the lamest fucking thing.
Some people go to summer camp. Your father probably gave you the wrong zip code just so he can keep you occupied.
Yeah. Tiffany. She's the one that got away. West Palm Beach, Florida. Rush Limbaugh was detained for about 3.5 hours at Palm Beach International Airport after...
Rush Limbaugh is is he considered a shock jock?
No, he's... He'd be considered political. But I liked him when I was a kid. I mean, I didn't follow politics at all. You know,
my brother used to listen to him.
He was a comedian to me. I found him funny.
He was just aggressive in his manner. He was the one who yelled, get off my phone.
No. You
said
it to every
DJ
we ever
bring up. Yeah, it's anything that reminds me of what my brother used to listen to when we were younger. Get off my phone, because that's how me and my brother do sometimes when we get up, when we want to hang up.
Yell that.
Yeah, because it's like it gets awkward. Like, okay, so I guess we'll go. All right, get off my phone and hang up.
I do hate that goodbye back and forth.
You know, it gets weird until finally one of us just hangs up on each other. We yell, "Get off the phone," and that's it.
My dad would not let me watch Rush Limbaugh, and I don't know why.
Watch or listen.
It was on TV. He had a half-hour show at night.
All right, cool.
And I liked it. But anyway, but I didn't know what he was talking about, of course. You know, the Democrats are fucking wimps and something about feminazis. All right, very clever. I thought that was so clever. I'm like, yeah, chicks, man. I should swear them off. Me and you, Rush. You fat fuck. How about you swear off a pie?
But a lot of these guys are fat fucks, and they're always talking about how they can get chicks because they have money, and it's like they're being honest, like that kind of thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
My dad's Republican. Rush Limbaugh's Republican, but he didn't like the extreme.
Right.
And I never got it. He just really, really didn't like it. Also, I couldn't watch. I also enjoyed watching what the shit I liked. I also enjoyed watching The 700 Club with Pat Robertson.
What is that?
It's religious. The guy's a religious fanatic, but very, very popular.
And what happens? It's like a... It's televangelist type of thing?
Yeah, but he didn't really do the faith healing.
He just talked about God?
Right.
What was so interesting about it?
I don't know. Huh. But not in a religious way either. I'm like, this guy's interesting.
And your dad didn't let you watch it?
And he didn't want me watching it because that guy was a fanatic. But, like, I mean, he wouldn't let me watch it. And then I'm 18 or whatever, or I'm 20, and I come home, and maybe I turn on Rush Limbaugh, and he's disgusted that I'm watching it. It's like, well, I can't tell him not to watch it, but it's disgusting. And every other minute, why are you watching this? I'm like, just fucking let me watch it.
Annoying.
Who cares? I know nothing about the world. You know I'm learning nothing. Just let me stare at it like a picture. Rush Limbaugh was detained for about 3.5 hours at Palm Beach International Airport after authorities said they found a bottle of Viagra in his possession without a prescription.
How did they find that?
I don't know. Rush Limbaugh is also the same one that...
He got injected.
Oxycontin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let it go, but...
But after... he's the one who kept saying to everyone that drug abusers are just pieces of shit, things like that. He was so against it, and then he ended up going to jail for that very same thing. Why he got a lot of shit for it, right?
In his defense, it's for pain.
Right.
I can see you being addicted to a painkiller very easily. Like, it's, you know, and I'll read the rest of this, of course.
It just was a little ironic,
But now you, exactly, and people loved, right. But now it's Viagra.
Because he was so extreme that he will get shit for it, no matter how normal that is. And now,
you know, somebody just wrote, I'm talking about Russell, all the drug addict. Yeah, the drug addict that got caught with Viagra, not in his name. How horrible.
Yeah, how do
you know what I mean? He's
even...
not really just enjoying himself with a 10-year hard-on.
You know, I went through the airport with my birth control. I mean, it's different, but it's still a prescription drug. They didn't go, is this prescribed to you?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, somehow I think that that's the same thing. I feel like, I hate to say it, but I feel like he was targeted a little bit, don't you?
He definitely was. You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
because he's, you know, now known for being a drug abuser.
Right. If you abuse drugs, you should go to jail. End of story.
Right.
Oh, look what we found.
Right.
Hold on a second. The 55-year-old Guess how old my dad is, by the way. You know, 60.
No,
now, my mom's 60. My dad's 67.
I know. I can't believe it. Your mom looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When she was over for Christmas and Evan was still our roommate, and he left because your whole family was going to be here, so he wanted to clear his room for us, which was really nice. Right. He came for a second and said, and he passed your mom on the way up, and he told me, he asked me, who's the hot chick on the couch?
Really?
No joke.
Pervert. None of your business. The 55-year-old, so they're staying in Evan's room. When they were
your
over
parents.
For Christmas, right?
Yeah,
and Evan's a little bit of a punk, like dresses like
he's like a
punk,
skater
a
punk
bit,
kind
right.
of, but like not extreme.
Annoying.
He just is adorable like that.
Has two stickers on the TV, one huge one that says "fuck Bush," you know, "fuck George Bush," "fuck pussy," and then a small one that says "what God is dead."
Yeah,
and it's the small one that offends my parents.
I think they just picked one. You know what I mean?
I don't know. The huge one is fuck Bush.
It is.
And then they see Evan the next day. He's like, oh, thanks for the room. By the way, would God be happy if blah, blah, blah?
I can't believe he really brought it up to Evan.
Mm-hmm.
It's so... what's the word? It's
unnecessary, out of line.
Out of line
right.
is the word.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad.
And also, we live with this guy. You know?
I'm glad you liked my bed. But I didn't care, you know? I don't care. So I'm like, okay, oh, well, enjoy your talk. Like, I don't save him. I go downstairs.
Because you're an asshole.
Right. Like, well, maybe you can explain yourself. The 55-year-old Rush Limbaugh radio commentator's luggage was examined by U.S. Customs and Border Protection after his private plane landed at the airport around 2 p.m. from the Dominican Republic, said Paul Miller, spokesman for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. And when you are a Rush Limbaugh and you have so many enemies, you know, and you call all Democrats whatever the fuck.
That's true.
You're going to have some police officers that are Democrats and going to say, you know, please let something be in your fucking bag.
That's true, yeah.
Customs officials found in Limbaugh's luggage a prescription bottle labeled as Viagra, a prescription drug that treats erectile dysfunction, Miller said. The problem was that one of the bottle itself was not his name, but the name of two Florida doctors. The matter was turned over to the sheriff's office, whose investigators interviewed Limbaugh. He said he had the Viagra in his possession for his use and that he did obtain it from his doctors. What a breaking story. Sheriff's investigator confiscated the drugs and Limbaugh was left limp. Just kidding. And Limbaugh was released around 5:30 p.m. without being charged. However, the sheriff's office plans to file a report with the state attorney's office. Who cares?
Wow.
Okay, he's a drug addict. Viagra and pain medicine. You know?
Yeah, and Viagra, come on. Young kids are taking Viagra. Not that that's good. What am I talking about? Oh, you know, Star Jones, I think it was today, this morning, she announced that she's not going to be there anymore after this.
On The View.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, sad. We saw that coming, but it sounds like she got fired. They didn't renew her contract.
What did she say? She's exploring other opportunities?
Yeah, but she sounded so sad that you can tell that.
Where else is this pig going to go?
She's popular enough that they're...
right, to do what? Another shoe ad?
No.
She's popular enough for what?
She got a lot of shit for that shoe ad.
How come?
Because it was, what, Payless? And she always talks about her Jimmy Choo's, which cost like $400 a shoe. So it was hard for everybody to believe.
You didn't believe the fakest bitch alive? You just look... I was a lawyer, man.
Yeah, but now they're losing their black person. You don't know that they're replacing them with another black person. And
are they really?
What?
No, they're not.
I don't think
Rosie
so.
Rosie O'Donnell, right?
That's what I understand.
Okay. How many... That doesn't feel like a black show. You know what I mean?
It's
does that make sense?
I understand. Does Oprah Winfrey feel like a black TV show?
Mm,
now they're going to have a panel
much.
Of four white
much.
Women. Like the whitest white women.
They should have a panel. They should have a show with all four black women. How annoying that would be.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's what Star Jones is going off to do. That's her exploring other options. The black view. The view with a tint.
Speaking of rice.
35-year-old landscaper Antonio Semedo was born in Angola, but recently met a violent death south of Boston.
Somebody murdered my brother.
It's believed the gun used in his murder could have been a so-called community weapon, which is typically stored outdoors and shared by multiple gang members.
They'll put it in one area.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a government thing. I was like, where are these things? Oh, my God. The community weapon?
But you got to promise to return it within 24 hours.
I was like, where? Somerset? Where does this happen?
where these five individuals know where it is and they have access to it.
Now, for the first time, federal ATF agents and local law enforcement officers have launched a major effort using a dozen bomb-sniffing dogs to seek out community guns.
Don't leave your guns outside anymore.
ATF Special Agent Jim McNally says dogs like Herbie have the right skills to do the job.
Because of their ability to find explosive residue, they can find guns.
They targeted...
See, I didn't know it's because they can smell the gunpowder. I thought, like, they smell chicken, and then they'd look around and find guns.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Did you hear them say, don't leave your guns out in public anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the word up.
Yeah. Heads up, we're coming.
The searches will take place this Tuesday and this Thursday.
By the way, we're setting up traps over on 57th Street.
A half dozen sites recently in the city of New Bedford, a coastal working class community dealing with a rash of gang violence, searching under trash bins, around playgrounds, and in overgrown fields.
We know that the gangs are putting guns outside so that they won't be in the house and linked to the gang members should they get caught.
And finding those weapons takes care of another concern, that innocent children out in the neighborhood might just run across a gun, pick it up, and end up in the middle of a tragic accident.
Parents should be able to let their children play in the public parks and playgrounds without fear that they'll come across a loaded firearm.
In this first sweep, nothing was found, but the effort is expected to expand statewide.
I'm glad that something is being done.
This is a way to shake things up, to let them know we can find guns.
An effort to disrupt the way gang members operate. Dan Lothian, CNN, Boston.
But they found none, or they would have said.
That's true, yeah.
They found no guns. And what is this? We know it's doing it. And this is the first time they're checking. Why didn't they didn't know this years ago? Why didn't you check years ago?
What?
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we know they've been doing this. Today is the first time they've ever...
Yeah.
Well, do it earlier. My parents had a gun. Still have a gun.
What?
You know
I knew that, didn't I? But
I've never...
It always seems weird that your parents would have a gun.
Yeah.
They're such kind of passive...
You never know. You never know.
Where is their... Well, I don't know if you should say it.
Where what?
They're gonna find
where is the gun?
Yeah, where would they keep a gun?
All right. I should not say it, right?
I guess not. But it's in the home, right?
It's in the home.
Locked up or not locked up? That's what I want to know.
Not locked up.
Wow.
They know
how to use it? Oh, your father knows how to use it.
You know how to use it like you know how to use it, I guess. I remember one time but I've never seen it, and I couldn't find it. And there's only, you know, there's shelves.
I couldn't find it. You were looking for it.
Yeah.
Other people look for their parents' porn.
Right. I don't think it was locked. I really don't think. It could have been. But I never found it.
They tell you there was a gun in the house?
I knew because one time my mom saw a hedgehog outside, and so she took the gun. I feel like she was. I think she was in the dining room and was shooting out the window.
No fucking way.
But she could. But in her defense, she could have really been outside. I really don't remember.
What's the difference?
Like
she's shooting at some animal in your backyard.
It's a hedgehog. It'll fucking tear shit up. So she shoots
your mom.
Right. So she shoots it like I don't know five times. I don't know why I think that number. Right. Then goes out and it was a log on the yard.
What?
Yeah.
Did that freak you out that your mother just started shooting something?
That's awesome. She's hot and she takes care of business.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know why I think it's cool. this guy. On Friday night, singer-songwriter John Mayer abandoned his lonely chick rock persona for a moment and tried his hand at stand-up comedy. The singer went on as a special guest at the Comedy Cellar, where one blogger noted that he seemed, quote, drunk or stoned, maybe both. Okay, that bothered you? You know, what's his name? Doug Stanhope. Starts one of his shows like that. And, you know, people complaining, this guy was just drunk on stage. I'm not driving a bus.
He starts a stand-up saying that he's drunk
tonight? No. He in one of his CDs, he started the CD saying, like, people are complaining that he's drunk on stage.
Yeah.
I'm talking shit. Here's some lessons to be learned from John Mayer on the microphone. One, women are sluts. If you're expecting a punchline here, so were we. It didn't come.
That's weird because his whole thing is singing to women. Oh, isn't he the one that sings, Fathers, be good to your daughters?
Yeah, he does Your Body's a Wonderland, right?
Yeah.
You know what? He did a thing. I'm not surprised by this, though. He did a thing on MTV, like one show, and where it was called the John Mayer Talk Show or something like that. And I found it very funny. So, you know, and he
did some good.
He was on
things.
Chappelle. So I found it all funny. I mean, I can understand he's a funny guy. Two, lots of sluts have, quote, unlocked their master lock for him. You ruin it. You know, these are probably our jokes, you know? Whatever. Three, New Yorkers.
I think it's funny that there was for sure a blogger in the audience.
Exactly.
There always is. And
right.
Then they found the blogger, and now they're quoting the one blogger that was in the audience.
Yeah, that's news.
You know?
You're quoting that blogger. Yeah, you're just ruining his fucking jokes. Hey, Keith and the girl. I found your podcast almost a month ago and have had a chance to catch up on some old episodes since I travel so much. I am currently back on episode 220, not for you. Anyway, my story is this. I was recently going into New York City to see a Yankees game with a friend, and I was on the train from Stamford, Connecticut. I was comfy in my seat, listening to some music on the iPod, trying to nap before a long night ahead of me. But, of course, four small children sat in front of me and started the screaming and yelling and crying, and my favorite, peeking over the seat at me. It was then that I remembered where someone had been listening to Keith and the girl on a flight with obnoxious children and listened to your show loud enough to offend the parents and make their kids come back to their seats. So that is exactly what I did. It was only after a few F-bombs were dropped that the mother took her four snotty screaming children. So I just wanted to say thank you, Keith and Hemda, for making the rest of my train ride an enjoyable one. Jillian. I like it when it's a girl.
It's funny that that mother doesn't think that her kids are offensive, but then you drop a couple F-bombs. And she, I never, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your kids have been assholes this whole trip, and you know nobody wants to be on the train. And when you're on the train, you just want to be left alone. You fucking know that. Your kids have been assholes, but I drop a couple F-bombs, and I'm the worst human being in the world.
Cursing's the worst. That's the worst thing. Not everything you're doing when we were talking to Kipchonik, our ad people.
And mind you, I don't think that, you know, you should be, you know, dropping a whole bunch of, you know, whatever words, but take care of your kids. Right. Pay attention also from the other end of it, bitch.
How advertisers, you know, don't want to go with shows that, you know, have double entendres. Say the word damn.
Not even friggin',
but have no problem with a porn video podcast. That's interesting.
No, they're saying that nudity is better than cursing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, fuck them. All right, thank you guys so much. But yeah, if you have a fucking podcast and you do a lot of work on it, don't sell yourself short.
And if you do a little bit of work on it, you're going to sell yourself short. You're doing it as a side project. Wait it out. It's getting there.
Wait it out. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you later. Don't forget the forums and the 300th show this Friday.
Also, if you purchase things on our store at keithandthegirl.com/store and it's over $50, we're going to give you a sticker that we're not selling.
Hold on a second. Wise Ass said you still didn't answer my question. What is it, Wise Ass?
We're going to wait for why.
What is it?
Yeah.
What's your question, buddy?
I'll tell you about the 300th show, which is going to be at New York City at DEC. All the information is on our forums, keithandgirl.com/forums. It's free to come. Get there at 9 o'clock. We have a whole bunch of stuff going to be happening.
I hope his question wasn't the guy with the girl. What do I do? Nothing. She's not interested in you.
Aww.
Nothing. You have to have like a little bit of a fucking connection. Oh, his question was, how many listeners do you have? All right, you guys ready? Because we keep this top secret. That's true.
So I'm single, which is nice, you know, for now. Being alone. No complications. Just you and your thoughts. I like being single. I often think about my future wife and how lax she's been about getting in touch with me. But to me, being single is a struggle between loneliness and euphoria. You know what I mean? It's like loneliness right before you go to bed at night, and euphoria the whole fucking rest of the day. Really happy. It's like a balance if you think about it. I like going online. You do that? You meet people online? Mm. You log on? Mm. Use your password? Only you know it? Right? Good place to meet people. I mean, where else can a 15-year-old girl from Mississippi meet me? A 17-year-old Norwegian boy. You know what I'm saying? Where else is that gonna happen? My friends are always trying to set me up on blind dates, which I don't really like. I don't like the whole blind date thing. Because it never works out, you know? Because when you're young, they tell you if you masturbate, you go blind. And ironically, I found if you go on enough blind dates, you masturbate. So it's really just a vicious cycle. Goes around, as does a cycle. I do, though. I masturbate. Entirely too much. Thank you. I think a hand is appropriate for that. Why not? There have been times where I've actually forced myself on myself. Yeah. I think we all know what I'm talking about. Master rape. Not a pretty sight. Nobody wins there, let me tell you. I don't advocate it. I just practice it. I need space, though, in a relationship. Do you need space in a relationship? It's important, right? I need so much space that I call up ex-girlfriends. I need more space. They're like, well, we broke up. Yeah, I know, but I'm still going to need more. Maybe you could move or something. Because I feel smothered. Marriage eventually, right? That's where it all leads to, I guess. Marriage. Waking up. Same person every day. Right where you left him. Right? Didn't even roll over or nothing. Gotta talk about your day every day. How was your day? Really? And then what happened? No way, back it up. All this happened today? Or are you combining days? Because I am riveted. I don't even care about my own day. I gotta listen to somebody else fucking yapping. I think marriage is basically finding someone who you can tolerate. That's it. Just someone who you can put up with. That's the blessed union. Which is why they use the word take in the marriage ceremony. It's like, can you take this one? Is it what? Really? And you can take this one? All right, you do what you want to do. But I'm getting irritated just looking at you. You go right ahead. I have friends and family who are getting married now, which is exciting, you know? It's fun. I'm happy for them, but it just changes things a little. Like, you go over their house, they'll have the married things in the house, right? They'll have, like, the spare roll of toilet paper with, like, a little knitted hat on it. You know what I mean? Like, I live with two other guys. Like, if we had that, somebody's wiping their ass with a hat at some point. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's flushing the hat. It's like, it looks nice, but it serves a purpose. You guys ever have somebody call you by the wrong name repeatedly? And for whatever reason, you never bother to correct them. After a while, you start to kind of like it. My next door neighbors knew me as Kevin for like 8 years. I loved it until one day my mom slipped and told them my name was Ted. I was so annoyed. I was like, Mom, how could you do that? You know I'm Kevin. They needed me to be Kevin and I was perfectly happy. And it was so embarrassing. The next time I saw my neighbors, they were like, why didn't you just tell us? And I was like, you liked me as Kevin. You accepted me as Kevin. When I was Kevin, the world was alive and everything was brand new. And I'm just afraid to lose all that now. They said, look, we liked you as Kevin. We'll like you as Todd. I suppose you will.
Sick of this life. Not that you care. I'm not the only one with whom these feelings I share. Nobody understands quite why we're here. We're searching for answers that never appear. But maybe if I looked real hard, I'd see you trying to
understand this life that we're all going through.
Then when she said she was gonna like wreck my car,
with whom these feelings I share.